For the past year and a half, we've been covering the troubles facing City College of San Francisco. The college has until this coming July to meet a set of requirements, or its accreditation could be revoked. That could leave thousands of students in the lurch. City College is California's largest community college. It's one of the largest in the country, in fact, with enrollment between 70 and 80,000 students. Later this week, we're going to devote an entire show to that issue, but today we're bringing you the story of just one of City College's many students.
My name is Carl Irons. I'm a graduate of an alumni now. God, it feels strange to say that. An alumni of City College of San Francisco. I'm currently a student at San Francisco State University. My degree from City College was in paralegal studies.
Irons took part in City College's Second Chance program, which provides formerly incarcerated students with help, ranging from money for books and bus passes to academic counseling and sometimes even personal computers. Irons says his plan is to get a master's degree in public administration and eventually work in the nonprofit sector. But the clarity Irons has today is a long way from where he started.
I was in prison a very long time, nearly 25 years. I caught somebody stealing from me. I was a drug dealer. Caught someone stealing from me, and I killed him over it. And John didn't deserve to die for that. Looking back on it, I realize that. I realize my responsibility and my arrogance and all of those things. The parole board found me suitable three times. Governor Schwarzenegger reversed my grant of parole twice. It was the third time, finally let me out. I knew that coming out of such a structured environment, I would need some kind of a structure for my life. I couldn't just come out with, and at my age and with a record and all of those things, I'm virtually unemployable. I knew I would need some kind of a structure, and school would provide that. And it has. One of the primary reasons I chose City College was because of the Second Chance program there. It's the only one in the state. I called them and made an appointment with one of the peer counselors, a man a little younger than I am, but who'd been incarcerated and kind of had an idea what it was like. And when I came in, he helped me do the registration and stuff. And I probably could have gotten through it on my own, but I was really intimidated by it, and I probably wouldn't have tried. And if I had run into some minor problem, it's entirely possible I would have just given up, not realizing that it was a minor problem, thinking it was just overwhelming. It made the whole thing a lot more comfortable. Just knowing that I was talking to somebody who had been – that I didn't have to choose my words too carefully. I didn't have to be too conscious of how much I revealed about my past made it a lot easier. And one of the – there are a few things that the Second Chance program does officially. Like there's a psychology class that they run that is specifically for Second Chance students. That class covers, for lack of a better word, I'm going to call it life skills things, from our relationships with our parents and history with drug abuse or sexual abuse or all of those things that go into the makeup of who we are today. So we get to explore those psychological and emotional developmental issues in a way that would freak out the average 18-year-old fresh out of high school student. The Second Chance program officially deals just with school stuff, but they have peer counselors, and it's a community where we can be supportive of each other. There are, I think, about 200 students at City College who are part of the Second Chance program. And for at least for me, and I think for a lot of Second Chance students, there's a part of us that doesn't feel completely human or completely accepted in society, even after relatively long periods of time of having been back as part of the community. And that can be really important, those relatively minor things, that recognition. I was one of the commencement speakers, and I was really proud of that. That felt like an accomplishment. And on a very personal level, one of the things I shared in my commencement address was the fact that I'd been incarcerated a long time. And it was difficult to stand up in front of 3,000 people and admit that. But it felt, it was part of a healing process for me personally. But I think it provided some encouragement for people who are going through their own struggles, even though that's not the details of their struggle. Everybody is going through some struggle in their lives. You know, my graduating class had a great number of, you know, single parents that have struggled with balancing raising kids and trying to keep make ends meet while going to school and getting an education. Immigrants who or people who don't speak English as a first language, you know, dealing with the language and cultural issues while trying to get an education. I hope it gave them all some encouragement that whatever the struggle is, it's worthwhile.